भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ ज्ञान सिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनम् शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदामायं तदापि स्वयं प्रदात्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातं सहग्नरघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवम् साधुवैतं साधुभूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगनललित श्रीविशाखान्तं च पञ्चकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपासिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते तमाल कृष्णगोस्वामीति नाम्नि नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नाम्नि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी चारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्सतारिणे नमो महावदम्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम गौतसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपीश गोपिकांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनी ईश्वरी विश्वान सुते देवी प्रणमामि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण एक्सक्यूज माय कॉफ आई गॉट अ वेरी इची थ्रोट ओके टुडे इज अ वेरी स्पेशल डे Let's talk about what's in the Bhagavatam fest and then we'll talk about what you're going to celebrate today. Okay, so, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Verse 39. Yudhishthira uvacha Yudhishthira uvacha Naham vedam gatim putro वेदगतिं पुत्रो भगवान कवागत इता भगवान कवगता इता अम्बा वाहता पुत्र अर्था अम्बा वाहता पुत्र अर्था कवागता च तपस्विनी कवागता च तपस्विनी युधिष्ठिर उवाच महाराज युधिष्ठिर सेड ना डू नॉट अहम मायसेल्फ वेदर नाउ इट गति डिपाचा पुत्र ऑफ द अंकल्स भगवान ओ गॉडली पर्सनालिटी कब वेयर गतौ गॉन इथा फ्रॉम दिस प्लेस अम्बा मदर आंट वा आयदा हत पुत्र डिफर्ट ऑफ हिज सन artha, akrit, kav, veya, kata, gon, cha, also, tapasvani, ascetic. Maharaj Yudhishthir said, "O godly personality, I do not know where my two uncles have gone, nor can I find my ascetic aunt who is grief-stricken by the loss of her, of all her sons." We'll read the purport from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Maharaj Yudhishthir, as a good soul and devotee of the Lord, was always conscious of the great loss of her aunt and her suffering as an ascetic. An ascetic is never disturbed by all kinds of suffering, and that makes him strong and determined on the path of spiritual progress. King Gandhari is a typical example of an ascetic because of her marvelous character in many tiring situations. She was an old woman, his mother, wife, an ascetic, and in the history of the world, such character in a woman is rarely found. This is when actually Yudhishthira Maharaj has just found out that Vidur, Gandhari and Dhritarashtra have actually left the palace and gone to the Himalayas. Vidur came and actually spoke to Dhritarashtra because Dhritarashtra was so attached to his home. His situation was miserable. He tried to kill the people whom he was staying with. He tried to poison them. He tried to burn them. He tried to do everything possible, and yet he was staying with them. This is how miserable his situation was. And Vidur, being always being compassionate to his elder brother, wanted to actually save him from that. So he came and preached to him so that Dhritarashtra could leave and be more detached. So this is more or less what the story is. And Yudhishthira Maharaj has just found out what has basically happened. And at that time, Narad Muni appears. So he's asking everybody where he is, but he knows when Narad Muni comes, there's a reason behind it. So he says, Maharaj Yudhishthir is a good soul and devotee of the Lord. Despite what Dhritarashtra and the Kauravas tried to do, Yudhishthir was forgiving, he was so loving. This is one of the qualities of the devotees. Though they do not see the bad things in the devotee. Because if we really look at ourselves, it's not much good to say, especially about myself. I shouldn't be speaking about all of you. So everybody has bad qualities, but there is very few good qualities. Some of them have. So if you try to look at just the good qualities, you'll always see good in people, and this is one of the qualities of the devotees. Don't see if somebody has stolen the prasadam, you know. Just see this is accepting the prasadam, is taking the prasadam. That's the way to see it. So this is, we have to look at the good qualities, you know. What are the other qualities of the devotees? Humility. What does humility mean? Now we all hear about humility. These are very important things. We shouldn't just read it. We try to take all of these words and try to go deeper into it. And then we should try to put it into practice. Otherwise we are not going to improve. We don't want knowledge, we need realized knowledge. Last time after I gave the class, somebody asked me this question. How do you realize this knowledge? Actually I asked this question to someone. And then I was thinking, you know, you have to put it in practice. So how do you put something in practice? You have to start seeing those things. So as I was talking, the more I got into it. So let's take this word as humility. What does humility mean? Louder, please.
Prabhupada says that humility means not having desire to be honored.
Okay. Let's add a little bit more to it. Let's not have any desire to be honored, but let's have the desire to honor everyone. Huh? So if you don't want to be honored, you're going to honor somebody who is greater than you. Agree? You're not many people going to honor somebody who is below you, right? So the way to actually have humility is if you can see yourself as the lowest. And what's the way to do it? Now let all of us go today, and whatever you see, try to find a quality that is better than you in everything you see. Just look at a tree. Now what are some of the qualities of a tree that is better than us? It's humble, it's tolerant. You know, if you cut it, it doesn't complain. It still gives you shelter. There's no saying, okay, I'll give you more compassion and I won't give you anything. They're equal to everything. Isn't that right? Think of a small insect. What's the quality they have that we don't have? Let's make it.
Tenacity. Look at an ant, for example. An ant is perseveres no matter how big his obstacle.
Yeah, see, that's a good quality. The other thing is that they can go through things that we can't go through. They can go through holes and things like that, right? Worms can live in the holes, you know. You can look at a fish, they can stay in the water. How long we can live? So if we look at things, look at other things, we can see everything there is there, they have got some better quality than we have. And if you actually respect that way, then you can see, you get that humility in there. If you think I'm a big devotee, I'm a big person, you know. And if you look at the level of the soul, there's no difference. You are a soul, and this is a soul, everyone is a soul. So this is how we have to practice. Take one thing, write it somewhere, put it in your pocket or wherever and say, okay, this is what I'm going to practice. Does that make sense? Otherwise, it will be just knowledge. You'll have to have realized knowledge. I was reading this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Chintamani, by Shivaram Maharaj. And he was talking the quality of a devotee, or what does devotion basically means? What does Niskam Bhakti, Sudha Bhakti means? Niskam Bhakti means. It has three qualities. First thing, it has to be continuous. So when you have to do bhakti, it has to be continuous. You chant rounds or whatever. We do that every day. Not like once. You know, lot of where I come from in Fiji, people go there once a month, once a year or something. It has to be continuous. The other thing, it has to be with the intention to please Krishna. Does that make sense? So it's not that I want to do something to please myself, it has to have the right intention. And the third one, which is the most important one, this is where mixed devotion differs from devotion, pure devotion. The last quality is there. Krishna should be the sole benefactor of it. Krishna should be the sole benefactor. Does that make sense? We should worship in a way that Krishna is the only one who is going to benefit from it. Now we do some devotion, right? We cook something nice and say, oh, I'll have this later on. Is that pure devotion? Because it's me, I'm looking at myself. If you chant nicely and say, I'll chant and this will destroy all my karma so I can get liberated, is that pure devotion? Now if you look at Dhruva Maharaj, was his devotion pure? No. Why wasn't it pure? Because he wanted to get a kingdom. He had the first two qualities. Right? He meditated for 6 months or something, and he did it continually. He had the intention to please Vishnu, right? But he didn't have the third quality of pure devotion, was that he wanted to Krishna to be pleased. He wanted to himself. So that's where the devotion got mixed. Now if you understand this, and when you do something, and you look at these three things, you know, am I doing this? Yes. Am I doing the second one? Is it Krishna the own sole benefactor of this, or I have got self motive? This was the difference from between Prabhupada and most of us. You know, we still do a lot of things that Srila Prabhupada used to do. Agree? But what's the difference? The bhava. Krishna consciousness is not just action. It's not just mind. It's heart too. So in the beginning we ask people to chant. Just chant Hare Krishna. Then when they get a little bit, you say, okay, chant and think about Krishna. You know, when you just don't chant Hare Krishna, you can think about Krishna, you know. Hare means Radharani. Krishna is Krishna himself, you know. Everything is in the name. Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, everything is there. And then we tell, don't just chant Hare Krishna, don't just think about Krishna, put your heart into it. Does that make sense? So when you do something, do it with all your heart. Krishna doesn't need anything from us. If you cook, if you do a lot of things and it's not with the right bhava, then you don't get the benefit. We already work so hard to do things, right? We get up in the morning and we chant and we cook and we do all these things, you know. But do it with the right bhava. And this is what we have to practice. Think of whatever you are doing. Are you doing this to please Krishna? Or is there some self-motive? In the beginning, yeah, they will be all mixed. But that's the goal. If you want to go to Sydney and you don't know where you want to go, you sit in the car and you drive, you're not going to get anywhere. So what I'm trying to tell you is, what should be our goal? Pure devotion. And if you know that, and then you start walking towards it step by step, seeing every action, everything we are doing, how we can actually improve to get to that level. Make sense? Of all these things, one thing you should avoid. What's the most important thing to avoid in your life? To devotees, Vaishnava Prat. Whatever happens, avoid this. Association of devotees is very good. It's one of the most important things. But it also gives you an opportunity, or it puts you in a situation where you can commit offenses. Because then Krishna doesn't forgive you. Krishna can forgive you for anything. You commit against offenses against Krishna, Krishna will forgive you. You commit against Krishna's offenses against Krishna's devotee, he doesn't forgive you. Who is the only person who can forgive you? The one whom we have committed offenses against. When we come here in the morning, we do go and we do dandavats. What do we chant? When you see a devotee, what do you chant? What does that mean? We should understand that verse. We should understand what that particular verse means. Panchakalpita Rupayesha Kripa Sindhu Yabhaja. What does Sindhu mean?
Ocean.
Kripa Sindhu. The ocean of mercy. Why are they ocean of mercy? Because Krishna says, the devotees stay in my heart and I stay in the heart of the devotees. And don't think somebody is a junior devotee, somebody is a senior devotee. Every devotee is a devotee. Once Srila Prabhupada asked, or somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are in the world? This was in the morning walk. You know what the response was? Anybody had this conversation? How many devotees are in ISKCON? So does that mean everybody who was in ISKCON was a pure devotee? Maybe not at that stage, but eventually they were, because they were going back home, back to God. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said that there is no reason why any of my disciples should not go back to home, back to Godhead in this life. There is no reason why any of you are, who are here, or any of you who are associated with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's movement, should not end up material life. The question is, it's up to you. That brings to our next point. Eagerness. What does eagerness mean? How eager you are. We have to have this eagerness in us. Eager to do service. Eager to chant. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the second of base of six tasks says, Namna Makari Bhavada Nishad Chakti. Right? So he has put all the potencies in his names. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we should have be eager. What we should be eager to? See Krishna in the name. Because Krishna is in the name, right? We should be eager to see his pastimes. We just don't rattle Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No. We should have the eagerness. We should be eager to come to the temple. We should be eager to associate with devotees. And if you have that eagerness, then Krishna will help you. And the next very important thing is called mamta. What does mamta mean? Mamta means
love.
Mind. Now, we mostly have been told you should not say it's mind, right? But mamta in the right way is very nice. You should not say, oh Krishna, you should say my Krishna. Kaha more sanatana. When Narottam Das sang this song, he just didn't say, kaha sanatana. He said, kaha more sanatana. Where is my sanatana? Where is my Krishna? Where is my Radharani? Where is my Guru Maharaj? Where is my Prabhupada? Where are my devotees? Where are my Melbourne devotees? You know, my Prabhupada said this. You might have heard people saying this, you know. My Radha Vallabha is so beautiful, you know. Oh, Gaurika is the biggest devotee, you know. It's biggest deity in the world. It's mine. So these are some of the qualities we should actually, you know, build. Develop slowly so that we can actually reach the ultimate goal. Otherwise, you know, we can spend many lifetime doing the same thing. We're very fortunate to be in this movement at this time. Because next life, you don't know where you'll be born. You know? You might be in association of devotees, but what kind of devotees? Where are they going to take you? By being part of this movement, you get Braj Bhakti. You get an opportunity to go to Golok Vrindavan. There's a lot of difference between where you go. Vaikuntha is full of Aishwarya, while Golok Vrindavan is full of Madhurya. So it depends where you want to go. Here, in you can't say, oh, it's my Narayanila. I want to give Narayana a hug, you know. As if you have read the story about Gop Kumar, you'll realize that, you know. As he went up, he saw the Lord, but there was a lot of difference in there. Gop Kumar was a cowherd boy. So he always wanted to reciprocate with Krishna in that way. But he couldn't do it. Because the mood wasn't right, the environment wasn't right. Krishna knew what he wanted, in the form of Narayan, he couldn't do anything. As he moved towards, devotees told him, you can't go there. So even though he was in the spiritual world, he still wasn't happy. And then gradually he went until he went to Golok Vrindavan. Even he went to Dwarka. Krishna was there. But still couldn't find his Krishna. What's the lifespan of Brahma? One day of Brahma is 4.6 trillion years, something like that. You multiply by that 2, it's about 8.8 or something, whatever. That's how long Brahma's life is. And in that time, Krishna comes for 125 years. Even when Krishna came, it was very hard to actually understand Krishna. Krishna wasn't giving Praj Bhakti. His pastimes in Golok Vrindavan was hidden. People know him mostly as Vasudev Krishna. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for 48 years, now you look at it, 48 years of the millions of years that Brahma lives, only that time and 10,000 years after that, you have an opportunity to go to Golok Vrindavan. And very easily. What my point here today is, what I'm trying to drive is, take it seriously. You might not get this opportunity again. I'm trying to create a fear in you. Does that make sense? I'm trying to create a fear. Don't let it waste. Don't waste your time doing things that you don't need to do. We have done this all many times. Everything we have done. We've been ant, we have a bed, we've been a bed, we have flew in the air, you know, we have done everything. Bhakti is the last stage, you know. I was just thinking, you know, human life is so rare, you know. How many people are in Victoria? More than 5 million? Somewhere around there? How many people are devotees? Human life is so rare. And then being a devotee? So how fortunate are you? How merciful has Srila Prabhupada been? How merciful has this parampara been that we have been a few chosen? Don't let it go to waste. Be serious. Chant your rounds nicely now. Read books. Take a quality that you want to develop. Work on it. Don't try to read the whole thing. There's no point, you know. Take one quality and work on it. Once you get them, then you work on the next one. One at a time. If you do that one quality per week, the 26 quality is going to come in 26 weeks. You can become a perfect devotee in 26 weeks. But if you try to do everything, you know? So what's the best way to actually do this? I've given mostly negatives till now, right? Let's open some of the positive signs. What pleases Krishna most? Or how to please Krishna the quickest?
Sincerity.
Sincerity? Yeah. That's the best quality. To save the devotees. To preach. What's the best in Bhagavatam when Krishna says the devotees are my dearest, the ones who preach? Whoever preaches about my glories is the dearest to me. Whoever speaks Bhagavatam is the closest. I am very dear to them. And they are very dear to me. So preach, you know. Now, how do you preach? He say, I don't have much knowledge. How can I preach if I don't understand anything? Prabhupada and mind is so easy now. So how do you preach? Give them someone who can preach to them. And who is the best preacher? Prabhupada. So how do you preach? Give Prabhupada's books. And let Prabhupada preach. Give them prasadam. Put something in somewhere that people get inquisitive and ask, you know, why are you wearing that clothes, you know? What's around your neck hanging, you know? What's the picture of that Lord Narsingadev there? Then you can preach. But the best way is to save the devotees. If you want to go 100-story building, you can take the stairs or you can take the lift. When I joined the movement, one of the first things I asked, what's the quickest way? What's the quickest way to do it? And I asked one of my senior brothers, good brothers, and he said, say it, reduce. Then I thought, what's the easiest way to please the devotees? What was that called? Prasadam. I never cooked before I joined ISKCON. No, I never cooked. I was not in the kitchen. But just because I knew that was one of the easiest way to please devotees, I said, okay, I have to actually develop this course. And that's how I started cooking. And just because, I don't know, my desire was, my hankering was there, you know. I wanted to save devotees, I wanted to please them, and then Krishna made all the, you know, arrangements. I came to the temple one day, and Yadu Shrestha was here, and I said, Prabhu, can I help you? He was cooking Sunday feast. He said, yeah, you can make rice and pakoras. And then he left. I had never cooked before. I never made rice before. Then I called someone and said, how much water, how much rice, you know. I didn't know even how much rice to make. But then, everything comes okay, you know. So do something that pleases the devotees. I don't mean to say that everybody should get into kitchen. I'm sure Bhaktiman won't mind that if we have more people in the kitchen helping. But see, today is a great day, you know. What are we celebrating today? Govardhan. Haridas Bhariya. The three Haridas have been mentioned in Bhagavatam. Who are they? Yudhishthira Maharaj, Uddhav, and Giri Govardhan. But nobody is Bhariya. Of all of the Haridas, Govardhan is the best. Now you might, I'm sure you have read the heard about the Ves, what Govardhan does, provides roots, fruits, all those things. I'll tell you another way Govardhan is so dear to the devotees. If you look at Krishna's pastime, you look at a day of Krishna, he starts in the morning. In the morning, Krishna is with everyone. Am I right? Mother Yashoda is there. Nanda Maharaj is there, Krishna's servants are there, Krishna's friends are there, gopis are cooking for Krishna. This is what happens early in the morning, from 6 to 8:36. So everyone is there. Then Krishna goes out. Now things have changed. Only the friends go with Krishna. Everybody else is in separation. Right? Then around 10:48 to about 3:36, Krishna even leaves his friends. Then he goes to Radhakund. And who are there? Who is there? The gopis. Right? So Radharani and the gopis. So Krishna is with the gopis and everybody else is in separation. Next pastime in the evening, Krishna comes back. They are with the friends. Gopis are in separation. But eventually they meet Mother Yashoda and Nand Maharaj. So if you look at this, there are different dasya, right? Sakya, Madhu, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So there are different pastimes that are happening at different times. And some devotees are in union and some devotees are in separation. Now, Govardhan is so merciful, you know. So, more or less, what happens after this, after the Govardhan Puja is that Lord Indra started sending all this big rain, you know, so that the whole Vrindavan gets flooded. And then Krishna leaves Govardhan leaves. For that 7 days, all the Brajavasis were there. But the mercy of Govardhan, everyone was there. Everyone was looking at Krishna. Everyone was in ecstasy. Everyone was... Now there was no separation there because Krishna was there. This is how dear Govardhan is. Not one devotee to, but all the Brajavasis. The cows, the deers, all the living entities were there. Some say Krishna lifted it. Some say Govardhan was so much in a steady, he just went up himself, you know. There are different bhavs in there, you know. Whatever the reason, by the mercy of Govardhan, all the devotees. And then if you serve him, he becomes happy, you know. And then he gets an opportunity to be part of that as well. He got all the devotees to Krishna, and if he wants, he can take us there as well. He can make partners of them. As we are talking about saving the devotees, why not save the best one? Haridas Bali. So today, you know, do some service, you know. Do some nice service. Not with the intention of, with the intention to please Giriraj. So whatever you can do, you know. Devotees want what Krishna wants. And Krishna wants what? Devotees want. There's always competition going on. Who can win, you know? One of Krishna's name is Ajita. That's mostly for other people, you know. We know Krishna can't win all the time, you know. It's mostly he loses against the devotees. Ajita becomes Jit. Because, you know, when there's a competition between Radha and Krishna, Radharani always wins. Or most of the time. We are so fortunate we have got Radha Ballabha. You know. This Radha Ballabha, you know, that's the topmost name you can have. So specific to Radharani. The six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami is heart of Radharani. And we are called Rupanugas. Read about them. You know, we have to get serious with our spiritual life. Prabhupada has given us everything. Just excuse me. Just by chanting sincerely, just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can get everything. Because it's not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that has been put in there. As the parampara came down, you know, everyone, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's heart is in there, his bhav is in there. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's bhav is there. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is in there. Your Guru Maharaj's mercy is in there. So it's, as it comes lower to us, it gets more louder. It gets more merciful. Karuna Sindhu. ocean of mercy. But as Krishna says that I can't give you, or nobody can give you anything unless you want it, right? So if you don't have the eagerness to get it, then what can you do? No? I can give you all the prasadam, and if you don't want it, right? So let's be a little bit more serious in our life. See where we are. It's very important to evaluate yourself. And the more you will evaluate yourself, the more you will realize that you are nowhere. When you come in the beginning, you think you are the best devotee. As you start reading and getting more knowledge, you realize you are nowhere. And that's what makes you humble. Then you look at all the devotees, look at the qualities, you know. And you don't have to go and see far away, you know. You look at devotees within the temple, you know. Look at Bhaktiman Prabhu, he's so dedicated, you know. You look at Jit Prabhu, you know. Look at Jagannath Ballabha, he's always doing service, you know. Adrian Prabhu is always running out, you know, making sure all the stoves and everything is okay, you know. Might he get the, I hope he gets the hint. So there's so many nice devotees here. One thing I like about Mahatma Prabhu, he's always here, you know, so many healthy people, you know, they're in a much better situation, you know, and they can't make it here because they're lazy. Prabhu is here every day for Bhagavatam class. So just look around us, you know, look at the good qualities, and if somebody is a good quality, you know, associate with them with the desire to get that, you know. And when you go on the shore of the ocean, you know, there's waves coming out, right? And then it spills on the land. So if you are around devotees, whatever is in their heart, pray that a little bit of that spills on you, you know. Just a drop, you know. Gurudev Kripa Bindu, just a drop of the mercy. So pray to the devotees, walk in that way, and let's not waste our life, you know. Let's get a bit more serious, do your chanting more, do your sadhana better, understand what your sadhya is, what your goal is, and then try to walk towards it. Take any comments, questions? Yes, Bob.
You have been with this world for a long time.
Yeah. See, the way I do it, I know what my goal is or what I want to achieve. Right? So that's important. So once you know what you want to actually achieve, then write it down. Or if you've got a picture format, put it there. And then look at it on a daily basis and say, this is where I want to go to. Right? And on the way, as you're progressing, you also look at where you are. Right? So you evaluate yourself. Okay, I need to actually go to... Suppose you say you want to actually go and be a Krishna devotee and live in Golok Vrindavan. To do that, you have to know what are the qualities of the Golok Vrindavan devotees. Right? Then you have to find out how to get there. Right, so one of the qualities of going to wherever you want to go, you have to actually follow the path of a devotee. So if you want to become a friend of Krishna, then you have to actually get the instructions from a friend of Krishna. You have to be inspired by a friend of Krishna. Does that make sense? Now, with us, we are very fortunate. We don't have to know too much about characters or devotees who are actually mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. We know Prabhupada is from there. Okay? So we try to actually, once we set your goal, you walk out how to get there, and then slowly. And if you look at it on a daily basis, I want to change my 16 rounds so nicely. Then what do? You find out how to change names. When you change names, how? What do you think about? How do you meditate? And the beauty is that if your eagerness is there, if your goal is set there, then Krishna and the devotees will help you. Krishna will speak to your devotees and Krishna will inspire you from the heart. The problem is that most of us don't know where we want to go. We have jumped on the boat, which is good. It's better than a lot of people who don't know, but you should actually start once you have been in the movement for a while. You need to go, you know. You want to go to Sydney, you want to go to India. You know you have to go by a plane. You have to find out where to buy the ticket. You have to find out the captain is good. Right? So we want to go to Golok Vrindavan. We'll have to find the spiritual master who is our captain. There are lots of spiritual master. Make sure the mood is right. They have those two things. They can reciprocate with you and they have that feeling of giving, you know, just like you can't, don't get along with all the devotees. Because they have to be in the same mood. Does that make sense? You know, then you associate with devotees, you know, and then you slowly go. So the most important is find out what the goal is. Put it somewhere on the board, write it, draw it, whatever, you know. You want to be part of Krishna's friends, get that picture of Krishna's friend taking prasadam or playing there and put it there and then look at it every day. I want to get there. And then walk towards it. Does it make sense? Yes, go.
When you say that generally devotees are subservient to Krishna, you also say that there is some instances where devotees actually overpower Krishna.
Yeah.
So, can you give some examples of how devotees actually has and has to be there?
It's not that they overpower Krishna. Krishna gets overpowered. Because the love is so deep. See, there's two different things. You, those rustlers, when Krishna went to Mathura, you know, they wanted to overpower Krishna. That's one mentality. But the gopis don't do that. Krishna's friends don't do that. They just have this loving service mode. And in the end, Krishna actually is won by their love. Krishna carries the shoes of Nand Maharaj on his head. Does that mean Krishna is, Nand Maharaj is greater than Krishna? In a way, yes, he is, right? He's the father of Krishna. But Krishna is the greatest. So when you serve Krishna lovingly, you know that Ajita becomes one by one over. And this is why when somebody actually worships Krishna, he's very, if you want mukti, he says, oh good, take it and go. But when you want bhakti, Krishna is very hesitant. Because bhakti means Krishna gives him to yourself, to you. If you read Bhakti Samit Sindhu, there's a verse which basically talks about the six stages of devotion, you know, Anartha Nivritti, and the last one is basically when Krishna becomes yours. So when Krishna becomes yours, you can do anything with Krishna, right? That's what it means. That's what ownership is meant. But then the devotees there don't have this, oh, Krishna is mine, I can do anything with him. No. Arjuna was asking Krishna, go this way, go that way, stop here, you know, on the Kurukshetra, you know. Does that mean Krishna, if you really look at it, you say, oh, Krishna, Arjuna was the one who was calling all the shots. But he was only doing to please Krishna. And Krishna was doing to please Arjuna. That's love, you know. When there is love, there is not this, I want to be better than you, you know. Love means just to please the other person. That's what devotion means. As I was explaining, the quality of devotion is to please, with the intention to please. Have I answered your question, Prabhu? Any other comments? Any other corrections? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Oh, it's my mind.